talked to him back in, oh, I would say about maybe third week in March with the South Dakota DOT. He's in the Watertown office. Jeff Brink is on line one. Jeff, good to talk with you. Hi, Ben.
Yeah, I've been good. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you. You're our official DOT go-to guy now.
I guess I got that designation, so that's a scary thought.
That's quite the honor, mister.
Thank you.
So first and foremost, you know, we had you on in March talking about construction, road construction, that sort of thing. How is that going for the projects around here?
Yeah, no, things are ramping up even more now. I mean, the 15 project south of Millbank, that's in full force. We've got the detour set up for that, and we've got some box culverts and structures on 15 going towards the interstate by Wilmont. Those there's a detour for that, and got the interstate going north up to North Dakota. It's head-to-head traffic in the southbound lane. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff happening already for it still being April.
Yeah, I was going to say, has the weather, I know it rained quite a bit, haven't really had to deal with the snow too much, but has the weather played a part and slowed things down at all? Or,
you know, I actually think with the lack of snow that we got this year, I think it actually helped speed things up and helped get contractors here earlier. I mean, it's not very often that it's still April and we've got three big projects going already, so.
Yeah, that's good to see. Now, how long are they each going to last?
The project south of Millbank will be all summer. I mean, that'll probably go till the end of October, maybe even into November a little bit. There's just a lot of happening on that one with the grading and replacing the box culverts and bridges, and that'll just be all year. And then the structures over by Wilmont, well, those probably have about 3 to 4 months left in them. They'll probably middle to the end of August is probably a good timeline when that'll all be done. And, you know, end of August, September is probably the same for the interstate about when that'll wrap up.
So just go ahead and know that it's going to be all the way into October, maybe November. So settle in, know that it's going to take a while.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I always said with road construction, it's always a pain when it's going on, but awesome when it's done.
Yes, it is, especially when it's something like the one south of Millbank where, you know, we're going to be taking away, you know, a dozen, you know, no passing zones and cutting those hills down and just make it an easier, safer for route for people to travel.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, now that we got an update there, also wanted to get you on and talk about Work Zone Awareness Week, which is this week, and so important. Obviously, with all these projects going on, Jeff, being careful through work zones, obviously, I'm not exactly breaking news here, very, very important to be careful during these work zones.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's one of those things, it's a necessary evil that we do this road construction, and, you know, we try to, you know, keep as much open to traffic as possible, but, you know, there are people out there working, and, you know, they want to get home to their families every night, and, you know, so it's just make sure that everyone slows down and be looking for the orange or yellow safety vests, and you know, just that way everyone gets home safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do some work zone facts. I've got the information right here in front of me. I actually did a little show prep. There's a first time for everything, Jeff.
Sure.
85% of those killed in work zones are drivers and passengers. Now, I read that and I thought that was interesting because a lot of times I think we equate work zone injuries and fatalities with workers, but that's not the occasion most of the time. 85% of those killed in work zones are drivers and passengers. That's something I think that everyone should think about when they're driving through a work zone.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's there's a lot of rear-end collisions that happen in work zones where, you know, maybe a car comes to a stop because they're waiting for a pilot car, or, you know, there's a big piece of equipment moving, and all of a sudden, you know, you're used to a 65-mile-an-hour highway, and now you come to a stop. So if the car behind you is, you know, texting and driving or something, they're not aware that they're stopping, that can be a pretty hard rear-end collision.
And you take a look at some of those older vehicles. I think of an older truck that comes to mind. If you're not paying attention and you go careening into the back of an older pickup truck, those things are heavy and metal, and I know because I have one. You hit the back of that going 60 miles an hour, there's no give. The older ones don't fold up like an accordion. That's going to be a bad result for you.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, the truck will look like it wasn't hardly hit, and the car will look completely totaled.
Yeah.
It will be totaled.
Let me give some more stats here. About 600 people die and more than 37,000 people are injured in work zone crashes nationwide. Those are very sobering stats, Jeff, and it really kind of points out the fact that it's a very dangerous area if you don't take it seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
On average, in a typical five-day work week, 7 motorists and 1 highway worker are killed nationwide. Also, not only do we want to keep the drivers and passengers safe, Jeff, we want to keep you folks out there safe as well so you can get home to your families.
Yeah, absolutely. We all appreciate that.
So walk us through what are some of the things. Let's say you know you're going to go through a construction zone. Okay, you know you're going to go through that. Give us some tips on how to stay safe, Jeff. What are some of the things that drivers need to do?
Well, the first thing is make sure you're paying attention to all of the traffic signs. I know sometimes, you know, signs get put up a day before construction happens. So, you know, someone drives around it the first day and thinks, oh, there isn't construction here. So then they drive around it the next day, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's construction. So I would just, you know, let's try to just, you know, pay attention to them the first time and follow their directions. And if it, you know, tells you the road's closed, then, you know, use the detour. So that's probably the first and foremost thing. Second thing I would recommend is you know, try to keep your eyes on the road as much as possible. I mean, I know as you drive into a construction site, you want to look around and see all the equipment moving and see what's happening, but just know that, you know, the car in front of you could come to a stop real abruptly, or there could be a pedestrian or bicycle using that, you know, road as well. And just to make sure that we're keeping our eyes on the road as much as possible. And then, you know, the third and maybe most important thing is to slow down. I mean, that's just, you know, slower is better. And it's, you know, each construction site's only a couple miles, so it, you know, won't slow down your route too much if you just slow down and get through it.
Someone once asked me, and I didn't have a good answer to that question. Someone once asked me, why are fines so steep in construction zones? I said, well, there's a reason, pretty much because it's such a dangerous area to go through. That's why fines, because no one wants you speeding through a construction zone.
Right, right. Yeah, and I mean, it's, you know, the statistics show that, you know, more crashes happen in the construction zone than outside of it. So it's just a kind of a little bit more of an emphasis to get people to slow down and to pay attention and, you know. So.
And I guess speeding is one that you see a lot, especially if you do a lot of traveling. If you're planning on hitting the road this summer, you see speeding a lot to where, you know, it'll go from maybe 65 down to 50 or whatever. If you're on the interstate, 80 down to 65, whatever that the drop is. And you have some drivers, quite frankly and quite honestly, real talk here, that just keep going the same speed and don't slow down at all.
Yeah, yep, that does happen. And, you know, that's just one of those things where it's just like, yeah, if you could just even slow down that 15 miles an hour, that makes it so much safer. And it really, I mean, if you slow down 15 miles an hour for a 10-mile stretch, it doesn't hardly add more than a minute to your total trip.
You know what's kind of interesting, too, is I'm looking at the total work zone fatalities, and from 2018 to 2019, they went up quite a bit. So, unfortunately, this looks like a trend that's not going in the right direction as far as safety through work zones.
Yeah, I think it's just there's, you know, there are always going to be construction projects, and, you know, so those aren't going away, so it, you know, the safety can't go away either, and we just always have to be focused and mindful of it.
And the thing of it is, too, I don't know if you've ever seen charts or anything, you really don't save that much time. You think you do, but you really don't save that much time. you kind of got to leverage it out between saving time and keeping yourself safe. There's nothing more important than keeping yourself and others safe, but you really don't save that much time when you speed.
No, you really don't. I mean, if the construction zone is 15 miles long and you speed by 15 miles per hour, I mean, you'll literally save just a couple of minutes, you know, and if you have a 3-hour drive, I mean, what's 2 or 3 minutes? I mean, it's very minimal.
How important also, can you talk about the importance of staying alert through whatever driving, but especially work zones? That's very important, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially in a work zone, you get a lot of, you know, slower moving vehicles. You know, if there's a big equipment that's, you know, maybe pulling out of the ditch, you know, with part of the construction, I mean, they're only moving, you know, 10 miles an hour or 15 miles an hour. If you're going through at, you know, 45, you know, you're still, even if you have slowed down to 45, you're still going three times as fast as that vehicle, and you'll approach them really quickly. And so it's really important that you're alert and you see that and you can slow down and avoid that rear end collision.
You know, I kind of messed up, but when I was getting dressed this morning, I didn't put on orange, and I should have put on orange. It's Go Orange Day today.
It is. But we've kind of switched to a lot of yellow. So if you're wearing yellow, that'll still count for you.
No, I'm wearing green. No, I missed that too.
Shoot.
Yeah, I messed that up too, Jeff. I'm wearing green today. Yeah.
All right. All right.
It's a massive fail on my part. I'm very sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
So it's Go Orange Day, but you can wear yellow though, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. That is very important today is to keep everybody safe. And again, how many, I mean, DOT workers in South Dakota, how many are you? How many do you have? Ballpark it.
We have about 1,000, DOT workers throughout the state. You know, we got, of course, some of them are office people, but we have a lot of maintenance and field staff. You know, probably at least half are probably in the field, you know, so there's a lot of us out there.
And those are 1,000 people who have families and loved ones counting on them to walk back into the door. So it's extra important that we be careful during work zones. Again, stay alert. And obviously, again, not breaking news here, please wear a seatbelt.
Yes, yes.
Put the seatbelt on. And you know what? It's interesting too. Another thing that's important and kind of fits in with what was going on today. We had a situation in Milbank where we had some fog this morning, especially out here where we're at out on the highway. It's important to get those lights on, especially if you're in rainy conditions or foggy conditions. A lot of times those automatic lights that are on these vehicles now won't turn on, so you have to do it manually. That's important too, because, and especially for white cars, man, if it's foggy and you have a white car and your lights aren't on, people just cannot see you.
Right. Yeah, and it's always important to drive the conditions. You know, like you said, it's really foggy, if it's raining real hard, if it's snowing, I mean, that's all more reason to just slow down and take it safe.
I was going to say, do you see more accidents when weather is poor?
Yes, yeah, definitely do. I mean, it's just, you lose that visibility, and, you know, you don't, like you said, you can't even hardly see the white car, and, you know, and so, yeah, you definitely see more accidents on low visibility situations.
So how are the other, before we wrap it up, how are the other road projects going around the state? Has the weather kind of postponed? I know they had some interesting weather. Well, they always have interesting weather out in the Black Hills. But out there, has there been any postponements or anything, any delays?
Not anything on any major projects that I can think of. I think everything's still moving along as planned and moving forward. So it's. Should be a good year.
Yeah, I just jinxed you now. We're going to get blizzards.
Yeah,
we're going to get blizzards in October now. Because I cursed everyone just now with all the good weather that we're talking about.
Exactly.
We appreciate it again. Go Orange Day, but you can wear yellow. And I'm sorry that I wore green. It's good to talk with you again. If folks want any information, there's different websites. They can go to the South Dakota DOT website, right?
Yeah, the DOT website is a great spot for information, and starting this year, they've started putting some projects on the website itself. There's some links to them that show detour routes and kind of show project information. So it's a new thing we're trying to try to get more information out to people, and it's a great way to help people plan routes and their travels. So
Definitely, such as recent press release, U.S. Highway 12 construction to begin in Aberdeen and different things. You got a lot of stuff going on. Aberdeen, you got stuff in Pier. You got stuff here locally. You guys are really, really active. It seems like extra so this year.
Yeah, it does. It is going to be a very full year this year. So
even more important, with so many people getting out and traveling, because you know we're all wanting to get out because we're tired of this COVID stuff. We're all going to want to get out and we're all going to want to do things. It's very important to be extra careful. There's going to be a lot of road construction going on in the great state of South Dakota, so we need to be careful, right?
Absolutely.
Again, head to dot.sd.gov for more information. You can see careers if you'd kind of like to work with Jeff Brink. Who wouldn't, really?
Exactly.
Public meetings, maps, and other things like that. Jeff, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you probably again soon.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, and I look forward to our next conversation.